When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday to you. Time flies when you're having fun. Oh yeah, Valentine's Day's tomorrow. Don't get swindled. Don't get bamboozled. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't spend what you don't got. Don't keep them if they don't appreciate it. That's life advice. No, forget life advice. That's JR Wisdom. I'm just saying. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking football, of course. Even talk some basketball. We talked referees. We're going to talk rules. And I know rules can be boring. Not over here. We're going to have it in a fun way. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Kyle Shanahan spoke today. He had some more reasons as to why his players didn't know the rules. Oh, this is getting fun. Got to be defensive. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Anyway, this show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is up in New York City holding it down for us on the boards. And you could be wherever you're at. I hope you're good. And if you're not good, let me help you out. I can't send you money. I can't physically give you a hug. I can't give you a high five. We can't go jogging together to increase the dopamine released in your body and your brain. But I can just talk to you. You can just listen. You can listen on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 158, a smart speaker. You can listen any way you want. And if you got the Odyssey app, you can go ahead and hit rewind. Thank you so much to our guest earlier on in the show as we were joined by Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated. He's on his way to Kansas City. He's on his way to the parade. The parade in Kansas City will take place tomorrow, Wednesday. And so good on everybody that will lose their minds out there. And apologies to anyone who will be witnessing Taylor Swift. If she shows up, I have no idea. And so we've talked about quarterbacks. We talked about the fact that this past Super Bowl on Sunday was the most viewed program in television history here in the United States of America. We heard from Arthur Blank, who says, yeah, my Falcons, we suck. We need a quarterback. We talked and we heard from Justin Jefferson. He says, I want to know what the Vikings are doing at quarterback before I sign a contract. I want Kirk Cousins. And we talked, and before we went to break, about how the New York Knicks got screwed last night at the end of the game against the Houston Rockets. The Knicks lost 105-103. It was a tie game, 103 all. Justin Holiday of the Rockets took a three. Jalen Brunson jumps past him. The referee calls a foul. Justin Holiday sinks two free throws with basically no time left on the clock, 0.3 seconds, and then the game is over. And then the referees admitted after the game to the pool reporter, we got it wrong. The New York Knicks are filing a protest. And we have an interesting bit of, I don't want to call it trivia, but it's a fun fact of the last time that a team actually successfully protested a game. But we're going to get into that next hour because there's some interesting information I want to share with you all. Kyle Shanahan, as I just mentioned, he spoke. There was a whole big to-do about Kyle Shanahan and whether or not his players knew the rules and didn't know the rules and overtime. And we know what happened. They decided to take the ball They did nothing with the ball. The Chiefs got the ball. They scored, and that was all she wrote. People would take the idea of, hey, you should have given it to Patrick Mahomes first, and at least then you would have an idea as to what you need to do. Let's go back just a little bit. You know, let's listen to Eric Armstead, who, by the way, we learned played in the game with a torn meniscus. It should be ready for training camp. Eric Armstead said, I ain't know about the new rules.
I didn't even know about the new playoff overtime rule, so it was a surprise to me. I didn't even really even know what was going on in terms of that. They put on the scoreboard, and everyone was like, oh, even if you score, they get a chance still. So
he wasn't the only one. Let's look at the offense. Kyle Juszczyk, he ain't know the overtime rules either.
You know what? I didn't even realize that the playoff rules were different in overtime. So I assumed you just want the ball because you score a touchdown and win. But I guess that's not the case. So I don't totally know the strategy there.
Hey, all the Kansas City Chiefs were like, yeah, we've been practicing the rules for weeks now. Oh, yeah, Andy Reid, he had us all set. We knew everything that was going on. Well, that was Eric Armstead, Kyle Juszczyk, from Sunday. Let's listen one more time to Coach Kyle Shanahan as to why he chose to receive the ball in overtime. Listen to this.
It's just something we talked about with, you know, that none of us have a ton of experience of it, but we went through all the analytics and talked with those guys, and we decided to be better. We wanted the ball third. If both teams matched and scored, we wanted to be the ones who had the chance to go win, and we got that field goal, so we knew we had to hold them to at least a field goal, and if we did, then we felt it was in our hands after that.
Oh, your turn. I go, you go, and then I go again. I go again if you don't beat me the second time. Now, I'm not a statistician. I'm not an analyst. That just sounds a little too risky for me because ultimately you never win again. Patrick Mahomes went, and he just got you hook, line, and sinker. That was it. And so there's been a lot of debate as to whether or not they made a ridiculous choice to receive the ball instead of giving it to Mahomes first and then responding. In essence, saying, hey, that guy's damn good. He beats everybody. Instead of being an aggressive puncher against the best, maybe I might be better off by evaluating what he does. Maybe I should be a counterpuncher. Warren Moon joined us last night, and to my surprise, Warren Moon, who is an NFL Hall of Famer, who am I to debate with him on that one? Warren Moon pretty much said, Kyle Shanahan, he did that. He showed confidence in his team. Okay, sure. I still think that you can have all the confidence in the world in your squad. Patrick Mahomes on the other side, that's not good. Now, here's the update. Everything that you just heard was from this past Sunday. It was post-game. The 49ers players didn't know the rules. Kyle Shanahan explained that, yeah, if we got the ball back a second time on the third possession of overtime, then we felt good about it. And I said, yeah, that's a dumb decision. I also think it doesn't look good for your players not to know the rules. Now, you can take the approach of, well, I'm the one strategizing the entire game. What does it matter if my players know the rules as long as I know them? Well, Kyle Shanahan spoke not too long ago, and he had an explanation. He had a reason why he didn't talk to his players about this. Listen.
We did say, and we told everyone as we were waiting for the coin toss, hey, review everyone with them, make sure they're sure before we go out. So we asked the position coach to do that, but no, I didn't cover it in a meeting on the Super Bowl week. I don't think that changes anything. We did it with our analytics department. We decided that going into the playoffs. What, you know, I think you guys know how I've explained how I make decisions with that stuff in the past. I take all the information I can get, especially ones I haven't been in, and our analytics felt that was the best way to go. But as you guys know, I don't always just go with that. I take into account what they say, what they think is right, and then I go off my gut in the heat of battle, and I knew what they felt going into it. And when I think about that during the moments I have to make the decision, I think the type of game it was did match what they felt was the best way to do. It did seem more like a field goal game. And our defense had been out there for a real long time right before that. So I didn't feel at all to override that at the time.
Okay. All right. He said a whole lot of nothing there. But the most important thing is what he said at the beginning. And this is what I thought he would kind of lie on. Or not lie on, but rely on. This was going to be his answer. This was going to be his crutch. I didn't need to tell the players. I make the decisions. But I still find that to be short-sighted. And yeah, is it all that big a deal? We tell the position coaches to tell everybody, like, during the game. Well, those guys said they didn't know. And I think it is an oversight. It just shows you how meticulous into every detail the Kansas City Chiefs do things. And that's not to say that every team is doing this if they were in the same position. Maybe half the league, maybe, I don't know, three-quarters of the NFL teams wouldn't take the position of let's discuss this as a gigantic group for 2 weeks. But it's hard to look at the Chiefs and just go, well, can we be shocked why they won? Yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes. Can we be shocked at the success all of these years of Andy Reid? Like, you can't. There's a reason why Andy Reid has three Super Bowl rings. And even if you want to look at his tenure and time before Patrick Mahomes, there's a reason he has five Super Bowl appearances. There's a reason why throughout his tenure, whether it be in Philadelphia or Kansas City, that Andy Reid can say, I've only had three losing seasons and I've been a coach for 25 years. There's a reason that Andy Reid is in the space of a Shula, a Belichick, a Halas. There's a reason Andy Reid has success, and maybe it's because of the small details. You can't miss them, right? I mean, if I'm painting a house, if I'm buying a house, if I'm buying a car, I care about the overall. But it's the fine intricacies and the small details that can take you from a Honda, I don't know, to a Lamborghini. A car is a car, right? It's the small details. It's the attention to the details. It's the craftsmanship that makes the difference. I don't know. Maybe Shanahan will learn something from there. Possibly. And knowing what his record looks like right now, these big games, these big chances and opportunities, Hickey shared this with me. And thank you, Hickey, for telling me. In six Super Bowl losses, whether he's the offensive coordinator or the head coach, Kyle Shanahan's teams have been outscored 85-12 in the fourth quarter and or overtime period. Let me say that again. Outscored 85-12 in the fourth quarter and on. Hickey, that's nuts, bruh. 85-12?
Explains why in those big games, and it's the Super Bowl, the NFC title games, unfortunately explains why he does not have at least one ring on his finger.
What? That's unbelievable. That 85-12 outscore?
I mean, three double-digit leads in the Super Bowl and zero rings?
Yeah. This is supposed to be the offensive genius. And so I'm not going to close the door on him on ultimately winning one. Because he is young. He is a young coach, all things considered. But this is what I asked earlier in the show when we had Matt Verderam on. Like, how much rope does he have? And yeah, he has rope because he's young, and yeah, he might be coaching on and off in the NFL, maybe as a head coach for the next, I don't know, 15, 20 years. But all things considered, if this doesn't work out with San Francisco, I can't see him getting a new, head coaching job. This man's going to have to go back to being a coordinator. He's going to have to buy his time until somebody says, oh, yeah, let's give him another shot and an opportunity. It's just not a good look. He probably has missed and had his best shots and opportunities. And, yeah, the NFC, is it as strong as the AFC? No, it's not. But Kyle Shanahan, this is not going to be easy to bounce back from. And he was asked as well, Kyle Shanahan, about this idea that he cannot win a big game. This is what Kyle Shanahan had to say not too long ago.
When you say big games, like, we've got to win a bunch of big games to get to Super Bowls. We've won a lot of big games here. We've won a lot of big games to get into playoffs. The fact that we keep getting there shows you guys how much we've been win games or big games, and I think you guys are aware of that. But it's, you know, these two Super Bowls have been tough, losing to Kansas City. But to think that if we win that, that means I can win a big game. No, that means our team won the Super Bowl. That's what I understand. You guys can have any narrative you want, but like the success or the failure, it comes down to one game. And I hope that I can be a part of a team that wins a game at the end of the year. But to say that the Niners can't win a big game, that would be an extremely inaccurate statement.
Man, come on, bro. Come, you're really picking things apart right now? Stop. Come on. You know damn well, and I can't speak for everybody because I don't speak for everybody. The big game, there's one big game if you play in the NFL. Yeah, the AFC championship game, big game. NFC championship game, big game. Divisional playoff round, big game. Wild card round, big game. Game to get into the postseason, big game. Every game on Sunday, big game. They get increasingly more difficult to get there. But the big game is the Super Bowl. That's what people are talking about. And when you have two, I got to take him back to a coordinator. He has 28-3. When you're running the Falcons offense and you blow a 28-3 lead and lose in overtime, that's losing a big game. Is your name Dan Quinn? Are you the head coach? No, but you participated. That's a little bit of stink on you too. When you got a lead in the Super Bowl 4 years ago against the same team and you choke it away, you blew a big game. This past Sunday, when you got another 10 double-digit point lead, you blew a big game. And so we don't need to hear all the semantics about we played big games. In order to get to the Super Bowl, you have to win big games. We know that, man. But it's the big one. It's the end. And y'all done choked it away. Yeah, y'all, you all as a team and you as a head coach, that's on your ledger. And yeah, winning ain't for everybody. Some people are just going to lose. But let's not run from it. I'm not going to say that this is just as bad as Mike McCarthy from a couple of weeks ago saying, oh, well, we at the Dallas Cowboys, we have a championship organization. We just haven't won a championship yet. I don't know which one is worse. Kyle Shanahan just saying, plenty of big games. Maybe Mike McCarthy's still bad. But Kyle Shanahan, I expect a little bit more than that. I appreciate him and commend him for sticking to his guns and, you know, not switching up or changing up what he said. And I appreciate him defending himself. There's only one big game. You've been there three times. Twice as a head coach. Failed. Lost the lead. You were there once as a coordinator. Had a lead. And lost that too. Or maybe Kyle Shanahan is just snake bitten. Maybe getting beat by Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Maybe he's just cursed. Maybe his dad is the one who's supposed to have the Super Bowls, and maybe he's supposed to be the loser. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Keith is here from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Keith.
JR, appreciate you taking my call. Longtime listener. First off, I'd like to say I'm thankful that Buffalo cried about not getting the chance to touch the ball again. And they changed the rules, and it worked out for my boys now. And Andy Reid, they interviewed Chris Jones, and he said, you know, we had all these talks with the head coach and preparedness, what we're going to do if we get into overtime, this and that, and he said that if it went into overtime like that, that and the 49ers scored and Kansas City would score, they was going to go for two to end the game. Like, they went all through the different scenarios And you just can't, you can't, like you said earlier, if you don't have a good quarterback, you don't, but if you, you have to also have that good head coach to go along with.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. That's why in a lot of cases, and thank you, Keith, for calling from Maryland, really appreciate you. You know, when people have said over the past several years, and it's, I guess, easier to do now after the fact, that, well, Tom Brady showed he's everything, and Belichick is riding his coattails. It just always made me cringe. It's just like, nah, somebody had to lead the team. Like, somebody had to organize the team. You know, I don't think ever in my life I'd hear such a thing about Bill Belichick, you know, not being prepared. You can go ahead and make the case about Bill Belichick selecting talent and Bill Belichick and his communication skills. You can go ahead and make all those arguments. But when it comes down to X's and O's and looking at a clock, man, Bill Belichick would take everybody to school. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? We're going to show Andy Reid some more love. I'm going to take your calls. And then speaking of going to school, I do want to mention this as well on the other side of the break. UCLA got a new coach, and he ain't never coached. I'm going to explain. I'll tell you about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Kyle Shanahan has spoken today, recently. And Kyle Shanahan basically said, well, I didn't specifically have a big old meeting to tell my players about the overtime rules because I spoke to my analytics department about it. And the position coaches told the players about it, so it's not necessarily a need of mine to do so. Still cringe. Still doesn't sound good. He also said, and I don't think this is a good idea, Kyle Shanahan shot down the idea of, about him never winning the big game. Even him, the team, and I'm just like, he took the approach of, well, we got to win a bunch of big games to get to the Super Bowl. Stop it, man. The biggest game is the Super Bowl. You've had two shots, you lost. And then you had another shot as a coordinator, you lost that too. And maybe it's just bad luck running into Patrick Mahomes twice and then also Tom Brady. Maybe you just got bad luck. We're going to find out, I guess, over the course of Kyle Shanahan's career. I just don't know, you know, how much longer that'll be. Maybe he'll be in San Francisco forever. Or maybe they win the Super Bowl next year. And all is forgotten and all is forgiven. Who knows? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Before I pick up the phone lines, I did mention this right before the break. UCLA, the football program, they got a new head coach. Chip Kelly is gone. We know that. Chip Kelly said, I am out of here. I'm going to go to Ohio State. I'm going to be the offensive coordinator. He left everybody high and dry. And so what did UCLA do? UCLA decided to hand the head coaching job and opportunity over to someone who has never been a head coach. This man, I know him more so for playing in the NFL. If you're a fan of the Carolina Panthers, and maybe even for 1 year, the 49ers, probably not. DeShaun Foster. Yeah, remember him? He is the new head coach of UCLA. He is replacing Chip Kelly. And I guess this late in the game, I mean, what other choice or option did UCLA have, given the fact that it's, I don't know, middle of February just about, and we're getting ready to move towards spring? This is nuts. But UCLA, they celebrated the move and adding him, and DeShaun Foster, he said, yeah, I'm excited to get this team back to greatness.
This is a dream come true. I was overcome by emotions. And one thing I would like to do, I want to thank Martin, our chancellor, Dean Block, just for giving me this opportunity to coach here at UCLA at my alma mater. You know, I've always dreamed about being a head coach and being at UCLA and being the head coach here at UCLA. You guys have no idea. Just, we have trust. Okay. I'm telling you, this is something I built for, y'all. I can do this, all right? I'm gonna put all my passion into this. I'm here for these boys. I've been here for them, okay? I've been here for them. I'm gonna get this team playing hard. My three pillars, discipline, respect, and enthusiasm. You're gonna see it. You're gonna feel it, all right? We're gonna get this Rose Bowl back to how it needs to be. We're in LA, we are UCLA. This is a real university. This isn't a part-time school. We win banners in every sport. We can do, I just gotta get football back. I promise you, I'm the man to do this.
Man, I feel a little bit, Hickey, should I feel like a jerk a little bit for what I saw?
Oh, you gotta, no.
He cried. I said he's been the running backs coach, you know, and then I'm like, he's never coached, they gave him the job, and he's crying. I feel like a jerk.
He may stink as head coach, but there's no doubt he will leave it all in the field. He cares a lot.
Yeah, he cares. I mean, UCLA has won a championship in what? I don't know, the 50s? Good luck. I wish him nothing but the best. Look, I love a come-from-behind story. I love a story of a guy who's it's just bad timing to inherit the team. And I hope they don't just treat him like crap if things don't work out. Chip Kelly is really the one who screwed him over, but this is what a lot of these college coaches do. They look out for themselves, and they screw over everybody. The students, the university, there's just so much money around. And we got people who fault the players for how much money and influence that they now have via NIL. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, good luck. All things, all jokes aside, good luck to DeShaun Foster. Hey, Tim is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, I hope you and your loved ones and your family are doing okay tonight. I've got a bone to pick with you, man. It sounds like you've fallen into this sympathy with the San Francisco 49ers, with Armistead, and all the other guys. Listen, they make enough money. If they don't know the rules to the game that they're being paid millions to play, that's their fault. They're trying to make the Chiefs look like they're cheating because they know the rules.
Well, Tim, did you say I have sympathy, or sound like I have sympathy for the 49ers?
It sounds like you've taken up for them.
How? Elaborate.
Well, it sounds like you're taking up for the players, but you're bashing Kyle Shanahan. Now, I don't have a dog. I don't care about neither one of them.
Well, no, Tim. I don't. What you been doing tonight? Have you cracked open a beer or moonshine or anything?
Moonshine, baby. Come on now. I'm my mama, brother.
Well, that explains it, because there has
one more thing?
No, not yet. Hey, no. DeShaun, we can't hear you. I put you on hold. No one can hear you, Tim. No one can hear you but yourself. Between last night and today, I haven't shed sympathy. I said it's ridiculous that NFL players don't know the rules. That came out of my mouth, Tim. I also said that Kyle Shanahan, he comes across as just as ridiculous for not sharing this information. Hey, Hickey, should I bring him and the Moonshine back, though, to let him finish up?
Yeah, give him one more chance. Let's see what Tim got.
Go ahead, Tim. We like you.
Hey, Deshaun Foster, remember him so much as a player at UCLA. Great kid. And I'm sure he has grown up to be a great man. And I wish him nothing but success at UCLA. And I'm an Alabama fan. But, hey, UCLA, it's a storied university. And I hope he does great out there.
Me too. Well, thank you, Tim. Appreciate that. All right. Excellent. What else can I say? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you we're going to get into the excellence of Andy Reid. Ain't no excuses being made about that guy. All that man does is, I guess, win, no matter what. We're going to talk about Andy Reid. I'm going to get some more of your calls. As a matter of fact, let's talk about the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. Because in order to have a great head coach, you need a great quarterback. Right? Right? I also mentioned Tiki Barber and the overtime rules. I want to get into that. There's so much to do. So little time. Because I have so much fun.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? Been almost 30 years and I still don't know. Right now we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with The Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to talk to me, it's 855-212-4CBS. We've had a busy night, right? Kyle Shanahan has spoken, defending himself and his decisions from this past Sunday. He did that a couple of hours ago. He did that. Basically said, I don't need to tell my players about the rules. We discussed it with the analytics squad and the individual coaches for the positional groups and let everybody know about the overtime rules. So I didn't feel like I needed to do so. And then he defended the fact that he is, quote unquote, could never win or can't win the big one. And it's like, man, the big one is a Super Bowl and that you haven't done. And so until you do it, people are going to hold it against you. That's just the nature of the business. That is the nature of the beast. And then we had a caller who just said, yeah, Andy Reid is great. Andy Reid is the best. And we know that. He is one of the best. His name is up there with the best of the best of the best of the best. Andy Reid. Regular season wins is only behind Don Shula, George Halas, Bill Belichick, period. You think about every single one of his all-time wins. That counts the postseason and the regular season. Andy Reid is only behind Don Shula, Bill Belichick, and George Halas. Flat and period. Andy Reid is already one of the greatest coaches that the NFL has seen. And there is a real possibility that when it's all said and done, I don't know about Super Bowls. We already had this discussion as it relates to, you know, Patrick Mahomes catching Tom Brady at 7. But he ain't far behind Bill Belichick when it comes to playoff wins. Andy Reid has 26 playoff wins. Bill Belichick has 31. Bill Belichick, 31, is the most all-time. You want to tell me that in, I don't know, 2-3 more seasons, if Andy Reid sticks around, that'll absolutely put him above Bill Belichick. And if the Kansas City Chiefs kind of skip out on a round, notably a wild card round, and get a bye as the top seed, then, yeah, that's one less game. But that is certainly within reach. Regular season wins, it's a possibility there for Andy Reid as well. Let's see what happens. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Eric is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how you doing tonight, JR?
Very well, man. What's going on with you?
Hey, I was thinking about the Super Bowl last year, and remember the Chiefs came back, and both touchdowns was the old corn dog play. Tony got one on the right side, and I can't remember if he got one, the second one on the opposite side or not, or if that was someone else. But at the end of overtime, you would think as soon as Hardman came in motion to the inside that they would have been ready for that. So I want to ask you, do you think that's more of a credit to Andy Reid or a lack of preparation on the part of Shanahan?
Well, I think – well, this is what I think the biggest issue is for the 49ers. At that point of the game, I think the defense was gassed. You know, am I going to pin that on Kyle Shanahan? I'm not going to tell you without looking at the play right now. I don't think that's fair. I think football is a whole hell of a lot more intricate to just go, well, it's Kyle Shanahan's fault that Mecole Hardman was over there open in the end zone. That's not fair. But what I will tell you is, and what I know for a fact, that defense was cooked, that they were tired, and there's not a damn thing you could do about that, and that they were demoralized. They were getting marched down the field at that point. That much I know.
Yeah, that's true. Can I ask you one more thing, Jared, real quick?
Sure. Go ahead, Eric, please.
Since you like the Falcons, which I can appreciate.
I like them?
Well, I mean, that's your team, like the Lions and my team.
Are they?
I thought they were. Are they not?
No, I like the Jets, unfortunately. The Falcons, I can deal with them, but I wouldn't call them my team.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just thinking, if you put Purdy in with those weapons, do you think that they would do some damage to Falcons?
I think that they'd be better than the 7-10 crap that they were last year. I think that the Falcons last season, they threw out quarterbacks who weren't worth a damn. I mean, Heinicke is good enough to keep you alive, and he's the scrappiest of scrappy quarterbacks that you could ever think of. And then, I mean, to look at Desmond Ritter, he's not prepared. He's not ready for the big time. He certainly can't make a decision. He runs hot and cold. He'll have a game where he's going to not turn the ball over, and the next game he's going to turn the ball over 3 and 4 times. So I think Brock Purdy, given the weapons, from what we've seen, I think he would have success if he were here. But that really doesn't matter now, does he? He ain't going anywhere.
Well, it just tells me a little bit about what you might think of Shanahan by just asking that question.
No, I think it says more to what I think about Brock Purdy. I'm not looking at Kyle Shanahan and go, oh, Brock Purdy is leading him. I would not equate the two. I don't think Kyle Shanahan, by any stretch of the imagination, is a bad coach. I also don't think that Brock Purdy is a piece of crap. I think that what you have to understand, and this is in most cases, is that in order to lead a team, especially in the NFL that we have right now, you have to have a good quarterback and you have to have a good coach who can rally the guys and put them together and have a strategy. Unfortunately for Kyle Shanahan, it hasn't worked here at the end against Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. That's not taking a dump on either one of them, Eric.
I understand. With McCarthy and Dak here, you got to have both. I get it, Jared. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
Certainly. Appreciate you for calling from Texas. Yeah, I don't care. And that is it. Dak Prescott hasn't been able to elevate his game outside of the regular season into a championship level. And Mike McCarthy, I mean, we've seen this dude make mistakes at the end of games that make you just kind of go, whoa, what are you doing? Are you going to get bailed out here? And so it's not easy. Look, it's a great combination, and I don't care what sport it is. Great player helps make great coach. A great player might make the difference between a great coach. You need talent. If you don't have talent to go out there and execute and win, well, quite frankly, you ain't winning squat. You don't. You need talent to win. And if you got any type of leadership skills and strategy, yeah, you can have success. Not everybody does. 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Knoxville. Go ahead, John.
Man, I'm so glad you're on this time slot, dude. I really, really am psyched about it. But anyway, yeah, I'm used to on Sundays or whatever, but right
Sunday.
Now it's like
Sunday?
Whatever it was, at night, late night or whatever
what?
You were on before, weren't you?
Yeah, but there's a massive difference between Sunday. Yeah, I used to do the
I know,
shift
but I'm up all those crazy hours, dude, and you were there for okay. me. And now you're there for me on my way out of work back to home. So I'm stoked, dude.
Well,
but anyway,
welcome,
about that Super Bowl, I was cracking up. They left in, what, a minute and 48 seconds, and they're cheering like they won the Super Bowl. I was like, are you freaking, oops, are you thinking people out of your minds? Man, it's like, dude, this guy is just getting ready to start. He's chewing whatever he chews in his mouthpiece to get his act ready to rock and roll, and he just delivers every time. And I did not take any Kelce bet. I took all the ones with 5-1 or over for receiving touchdowns
okay.
because I figured the 49ers would be keying on the 1-1 even money guys. And I made a boatload of money on taking the over or the crazy odds for these receivers. Some of them
okay.
I didn't even know their names. And
well,
I
looked
at the ticket, I'm like, oh, we just won.
Well, listen, John, you said that I was here for you so many years, right? When you going to be here for me? Send me some of that money.
Well, my wife took it all, dude, because she's
oh,
like,
damn.
You only gave me $4 so far. I said, this game's not over yet. Wait.
Well, what's
relax.
What's planned for Valentine's tomorrow? She take your money for that, too?
She takes the money all the time. You know that. That's why I've been married 25 years, bro, and that's why I'm working listening to you.
It sounds like, okay, well, that sounds like, well, okay. They're
I love
in,
it. This is my lying. Time. This is my time, me and you, and okay. I enjoy your show very much, man. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, John. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Have a good
bye,
Valentine's
brother.
Day. Okay, bye-bye, John. What a trade-off. Ain't that a trade-off, Hickey? Like, damn. That sounds terrible. 25 years of marriage? I don't got 1 year of marriage under my belt, but that sounds disastrous. He makes me not want to ever get married.
John's wife is living the life, that is for sure.
Why, she doesn't have to sit and talk to him?
And he gives her all her all his money, apparently.
And then he gets to stay away from her.
That's
and listen,
right.
And listen to me.
That's
and
right.
What the hell do I get out of the equation? I feel like I'm a part of their relationship, but I get nothing. I appreciate his listenership, I'll tell you that, but... I feel like the third wheel in his marriage.
Some alimony maybe coming your way?
Whoa, why are you sending them to the courthouse? It's not
well,
nice.
I mean, not cool, but I'm just saying, like, you know, just I think you are right, and you deserve maybe a little bit of that cashish.
So I need to have this conversation with his wife instead.
I don't. She doesn't seem the person that would be willing to maybe give up some money for you.
Ah, okay.
John is a big fan of yours. I think that's right. Your best bet.
Okay, you got a good point. I don't know if talking to somebody else's wife is a... I don't know if that's a good idea for me anyway.
Also true.
It could be. I mean, anyway, you know what? I'm going to get away from this. Just talking to wives can get you in trouble. Here's some more JR wisdom. Don't talk to anybody's wife. Just stay out of people's business. Stay out of married people's business. I'm already in their business. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, hey, you can hang out and be in my business. I'm just sitting here talking. We're going to get into more Andy Reid. We're going to talk about the greatness of Patrick Mahomes because, yeah, coaching and success in championships, it's like peanut butter and jelly. You need a good coach. You need a damn good player. And then Tiki Barber, he had some thoughts on the overtime rule. And how about this? Shaq is getting his jersey retired, and North Carolina and Syracuse, they're playing a good game. There's so much going on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Don't move.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.